Behind the Herald Headlines with Darren Mann.
Joining us on Behind the Herald Headlines with Darren Mann this morning, Danfred Adams. Danfred is the SANRAL project manager for the routine road maintenance of the N2 in the Nelson Mandela Bay Metropolitan Municipality. It's a heck of a title, Danfred. Morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Darren, and also good morning to your listeners. And maybe just to add on that, I'm the project manager for the routine road maintenance. So that doesn't only include the N2. It looks basically the project covers all the national roads within the Nelson Mandela jurisdiction. So that includes the R75 as well as the R335.
Danfred, now recently, motorists won't need reminding. We had major drama, particularly incoming from the Bluewater Bayside into Gqeberha, as a result of unusually high seas. Waves were breaking over the roads. Debris was left there. Traffic was diverted. But motorists have for a long time been suggesting we've got a bit of a problem as the Dolosa have been sinking or subsiding in that stretch of road. What can you tell us about what's going on?
So Darren, we have started a process quite a while ago where we've been engaging with the Transnet National Port Authority. So the Dollar Seawall actually is part of the Port Elizabeth Harbour, and the maintenance thereof and the management thereof rests with the NPA. So we have been engaging with them for quite some time. And there is now sort of plans in place for a sort of immediate project where there is $500+ that is available that will be placed by the DNPA. And there's also plans for a longer-term project, which will hopefully kick in by November this year. And that will hopefully get the review the wall and look at what best measures can be put in place to get it to the required standard. What we've inspected on Saturday, and there's now been three events in the last 3 months, which is quite unusual. Prior to that, we only had one event in 5 to 7 years. So obviously we've, from our side, had to increase our effort and put certain measures in place. What we detected and inspected on Saturday morning is that there is a bit of erosion and a wash away that's starting to occur next to the N2. So from a road authority perspective, we need to look at what we can put in place to protect the N2 from further sort of damage. And then also to look at traffic accommodation plans. Like I sort of said, these events are happening more often. So together with NMBM traffic, we need to consider what options we can put in place to reduce the impact on the public and sort of see if we can reduce the delays to the public. Yeah.
Danfred, is it a result of the Dolosa sinking and subsiding, or is it more about sea levels that are allegedly rising, or possibly a combination of both? What do you make of it?
Darren, I think it's difficult. I think we obviously need to go through the process, and PNPA has started that process now to sort of have a look at the sort of Dolosa. I think obviously with climate change and sea levels rising, I think that also sort of plays a role. So it may be a combination of both. Like I sort of said, the TNPA has started that process, and hopefully within the next month or two, we would know exactly what the causes of the overtopping are.
I think everyone would agree, though, it's of vital importance that this is a matter of urgency, because the N2 is a strategic route that links Gqeberha with Kucha and the rest of the Eastern Cape.
No, 100%. We fully agree. So we've actually, post this sort of this last event, Darren, we started a task team. We've got the relevant role players part of that. Obviously, SANRAL. We've got Nelson Mandela Traffic, Disaster Management. And we've also now got Transnet and NPA as part of that sort of task team. So we've met on Monday afternoon, and we've come up with what we call a special operations or contingency plan, where we're obviously looking at monitoring for the weather conditions and seeing whether we can identify any potential events going forward. And then from that, how we can advise the public of potential disruptions. But then also looking at traffic accommodation, like I mentioned, how we can accommodate the public. We've come up with a solution that we hopefully will start some work on that soon. It's what we call a contra flow, that when the westbound carriageway is sort of impeded, that we reduce the eastbound carriageway towards Grahamstown to one lane, and put one lane of traffic traveling in a westbound direction onto the fast lane on the eastbound, and hopefully and obviously also still utilize the sort of alternative route so that we can minimize the sort of impact on the public. And then we're also looking at sort of a plan of how we can reduce the damage or limit so damage limitation to the N2. So we're currently sort of looking at bringing in some sort of barriers to sort of reduce the amount of debris that goes onto the road. Obviously, if we can reduce that, we're still dealing with the ocean, but if we can sort of reduce the debris onto the road, it makes the cleanup of the road a bit quicker afterwards.
Sure.
And then also what we're looking at is what we call sort of emergency protection of the areas that has been eroded. And we've been reviewing some designs over this last day or so that to sort of see how we can almost fill that area up again, potentially stabilize it and put in measures just to protect it from further sort of erosion. But there's a lot of uncertainty. Like I sort of said, we're dealing with the ocean. So yeah, we'll try the best we can and sort of see how we can sort of safeguard that. But like I've mentioned, there is this TNPA project in terms of short term where they've got $500+ that they're going to pack on the wall in certain locations. And we're hoping that would either reduce the frequency or at least the impact when it does happen, Darren.
Good luck with the project. Thanks for joining us on Behind the Herald Headlines today. Danfred Adams, SANRAL Project Manager for Road Maintenance of National Roads in the Nelson Mandela Bay Metropolitan Municipality. Have a good day, sir.
Thanks a lot, Darren.
Joining us now on Behind the Herald Headlines, the Nelson Mandela Bay Climate Resilience Project lead, Gary Kukumur. Gary, we're talking about recent events on the N2 between Bluewater Bay and the entrance to Qabeqa. High seas, waves crashing over the N2 freeway, debris being left there as a result, traffic being disrupted. It seems to be happening more and more often. Is it the dolosa that is sinking or subsiding? Is it the sea level that's rising, or a combination of both?
Morning, Darren, and good morning to your listeners. Thanks for having me on. It is an area of concern for us. So what we're busy doing with our climate resilience development strategy is we're earmarking places across the city that we think are high risk. And the N2 and the Settlers Highway, those two, is a high risk area for a number of reasons. The one is obviously sea level rise, but that's a more longer term issue. The immediate issue that we face is the occurrence of sort of perfect storms or high sort of strong weather incidents that have taken place. And in that case, particularly what the problem is that you have a high tide and particularly a spring tide combined with an easterly wind that pushes the water onto the road. So the road originally should probably not have been built there. It shouldn't be that close, or it should have been elevated, but we have the road there at this point in time. And so the question then becomes, what do we do? And there are a couple of things that we can do. So, you know, if you look at short term, we know when spring tides occur. We know when there's an easterly wind. What we can do is ask the municipal traffic officials to close that section of the highway before the water washes onto the road, so to divert traffic. Now, it's an inconvenience, but it's a lesser inconvenience than actually being caught in that situation.
Yeah.
So that's a short term thing that we can do. Medium term, we can place more dolosa in that area, and my understanding is that Transnet has a plan to do that. There are dolosa already standing there. It's simply just actioning that plan and getting the dolosa in there. The complexity of that area is that it is a Transnet. Transnet is responsible, or the Ports Authority is responsible for the coastline, and the road is SANRAL. That's a highway. So neither of those are municipal jurisdictions, but the municipality suffers the consequence of the slowdown in terms of traffic and diversion, et cetera, and the cleanups. And so those three parties have to work together to solve this problem. You know, so we need more dolosa there. Possibly we need some concrete defenses built, like you have in the Alps where you have snowfalls. We have the same, you can do similar sort of engineering solutions just to prevent the water going onto the highway.
Okay.
But the long-term solution is the thing that we're really interested in. You know, and there's a current proposal that's been in the mix for about 10, 15 years of a sand bypass system for the PE Harbor. And that will restore sand to that area. And that's one of the key defenses And for us, from a climate resilience perspective, that's the thing that we're really interested in. Because you can actually restore a whole area there. You can restore the beach area there, and you prevent one of our key access routes being closed down. I mean, the N2 is a major artery. Business and traffic and people and school kids are all impacted by shutting down that road. So we have to prevent that. And that's what we're looking at this point in time.
Good luck with dealing with the issue. We're certainly watching with great interest, Gary, and appreciate you being available at short notice to join us on Behind the Herald Headlines today. Have a good day.
Awesome. Thanks, Darren, and thanks to your listeners.
That was today's edition of Behind the Herald Headlines with Darren Mann.